Sorry. Am I supposed to like say the date, time?
Yeah,
sorry,
date,
I apologize, you guys.
You're good. You're good. Today is the...
Today is Thursday, February 28th for the Esperanza Elementary Board meeting. I am sitting in for the chair. My name is Becky Kemp.
Okay. You want to introduce everyone, so...
Yep.
Ari Moreno is here.
Julia Barrientos, visiting staff.
Eulogio Alejandre.
Esperanza Torres.
Debbie Bellman.
Brian Gates, Red Apple.
So we'll go ahead and get started with the financial report with Brian Gates.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this report is, I know it's the last day of February, but this report is as of the end of January. As you all know, we're in a month of arrears typically because of when our board meeting takes place during the month. So as of January 31st, we are 58% through the fiscal year. So that's the overall target forecast of where we want to be. And you can see there on the top left, the budget summary, where we are percent of forecast relative to the target. You can see there in the local revenue, we're doing pretty well. There are some areas we're running quite a bit high and some areas low. And in the finance meeting prior to this meeting, we went through quite a few details of both revenues and expenses and made actually quite a few adjustments that you will see in next month's report. You can see overall the salaries were at about 57%, but there are several areas that were quite a bit high. Lokiel and I went through those details, specifically teachers, and you can see, I'm not gonna go into it in this meeting, but you can see that I have handed out the detail and you can look at those, but several of the highlighted items in the 100s we did review and adjusted. Overall, we're still in a very good position. In the top right, the financial metrics section, you can see that as of this report, we're at about 11% operating margin, which is very healthy. It's about $500,000 of projected net income. After the adjustments that we made, we're closer to about 7.5%, which is still very, very healthy. Most, a lot of not-for-profits and charter schools are very happy with a, 3 to 4% operating margin. Days cash on hand is also doing well. We won't need to be over 60, and we're at about 116. Cash position is continually trending upward. You can see quite a bump in our enrollment actually from last month, from 529 to 537.
And let me just quickly say that a lot of kids leave in December. We don't know if they're coming back, so we fill some slots and then they come back. And
yeah,
some of the kids come back. That's why 5-6 kids that are.
Yeah, you never know if they're going to.
Yeah.
Great that they did. Obviously, we track enrollment, as you all know, so that in order to help us to gauge where to budget for next year. The legislative session, once that completes and once they let us know the projected WPU, then we'll be able to really start forecasting our budgeted revenues and our cost structure for next year. That'll be happening. It'll begin next month, but we'll really start sitting down to have meetings about it between Alokia and I towards the end of March and especially in April. And as you know, we don't need to approve that until June. Doing well, very healthy from a cash standpoint and a budget standpoint. Luckily, we have the ability to be able to move things around as far as the budget goes. As I mentioned last month, Utah Grants is a new system. We still haven't submitted the federal reimbursements because the system isn't ready for us, but we are very close, and once that's ready, we'll submit those first batch of reimbursements for title funds and IDEA funds. Okay. Any questions? Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. So just, we won't be able to vote on it because we don't have a quorum.
Do you want me to leave a couple of these? space in case more people show up.
I think there will be at least one person that's coming, because she told me today that she was coming. Yeah. So, yeah, leave a couple of us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, Brian. Thank you.
Okay. Next time, since we can't.
Okay. So we'll go. Do we want to go ahead and review the land trust plan, or? Because we don't have
a quorum to vote on it, but we will quickly take a look at the land trust plan, which two people used to be on the community council here, so you know what this is.
You're not on the community council anymore,
no.
I guess, but our turn is up.
Just so you know, we've done this from year one. We spent 100% of the land trust on teacher assistance, instructional aids, and the upper grades, which the land trust is supposed to be spent for improvement on academic performance, and that's where we need a lot of the TAs to help with tutoring, and so that's what we use our money, and this is exactly what this is. The first piece on page 1 and 2 talks about the reading, the first goal, and half of the land trust funds, $32,068, is targeted to improve reading or language arts in grades 4 through 6. And then the second piece is in mathematics, again, end of level test called RICE now. And that's out the same amount, $32,068. That's the plan. We don't take any money for, and most schools do a lot of computers and curriculum and those kinds of things. We don't get a lot of money. We get $64,000, so we spend it all on teacher assistance, instructional aids, and so that's the plan. And as soon as we get to a quorum, we'll vote. If not, we'll vote at the next time.
I want to say that the literacy team, they're doing such an awesome job. Ty and everybody else.
Jessica.
Wow. Yeah. They've been helping a lot.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you. And then, what's the parent engagement plan? Did you put it in here as well?
Yep, it's right after the.
It's right behind it.
Okay, so there were just a few things that we need to change because the terminology changed in the Title I law. It's not, it used to be parent involvement, and now it's called parent engagement. It's the same principle. We want parents to participate in the education of their kids. And there were just a few items that needed to change in the policy. And attached to the policy should be what the responsibilities are for the school employees, and the parents. And the child, I believe, on that page that I just handed out, and I will send those out to the people that are not here. Parent agrees to parent, school, parent, and child, and the student. So that's part of the parent engagement plan. It's the same thing. We've approved the whole thing in the past. The policy is the one that is changing a bit. So, and I apologize. I don't know if I have someone online trying to get on. No one's called. So we do have the meeting online. And so I'm going to go ahead and go in. So let's see, join with computer. Nope, there is no one on there. So it's okay. Good. And again, we'll vote on the parent engagement plan when we get a quorum. Any questions on the land trust and the parent engagement? If not, we'll vote at the next one.
Okay, next on the agenda is the committee discussion on governance.
Well,
that's really all some of Cody's stuff that he's working on.
Yeah, this is something that we still need. We're working on,
right,
on getting committees. The charter minute was supposed to be Marty, and he's not here.
Right.
And so we'll skip those.
We'll skip them. Okay.
And go
into the executive director principal report.
Didn't it go on?
There you go.
Oh. Oh, God.
Needs a B8.
Why is it crooked?
It's
is also, it crooked?
I can do it. Yeah,
it's the little knob.
No, it's this.
Oh.
Where'd it go? Where'd the image go? Usually it's that. That's off to the side for some reason. Should be right in the middle.
There you go.
Okay. Good. Good, good, good. Let me make sure that no one is on the meeting. Just me. Okay. Okay, so that's the enrollment as of today. 536 students, which is still 11 students more than we're supposed to have. We only lost one in the last month. The waiting list, this is for 2018-2019. We have 145 students on the waiting list. Next year, we already have 72 students on the waiting list, 75 students on the waiting list.
And counting.
And counting, because we get two or three a day, and when the mariachi performs, we always get 10 to 15. So, the numbers look good.
Also, I've been hearing from local preschools that they're recommending us. I don't have a specific name, but this week only I had two parents that said that the teachers recommended there. Our school, so I put two kindergartens on the list.
Good. Good. Okay, so great. Our kids performed at the Capitol, and I wanted to show you just a couple of slides, and this is kind of weird because I'm getting too... Yeah, there. Okay. And I'm going to go back to the previous slide and stop the presentation so I can go to the other place and show you a couple of videos, just a piece of them.
So those are the next events that are
already confirmed? Those are the next events that are confirmed. And we're getting requests all the time, but we just can't accept them all. It's letting me exit. Okay, now it's letting me exit. I'm going to just show you the one that we did for the parents of the kids gave us pictures to do the video with the parents' pictures on there.
Yeah, we did some pictures recently.
You did?
No, we didn't.
Thank you. we had 43 pictures that were sent. There were like five that came late, and there were a few hurt feelings, unfortunately, but that's kind of what happens. I thought that Shalene was going to be here, so I was going to embarrass her, but we'll embarrass her without being here. Anyway. So this is the school dance.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I saw her.
She's still going.
She's good. Anyway, so we do have a number of presentations that we've already confirmed. The 27th at the Museum of Natural
History, nice.
Right? Yeah, and they will give us $1,000. Then we have our Spring Festival on May the 3rd. Telemundo's having a celebration in downtown. What is that? Yeah, but the place behind Channel 2?
Oh, it's where I just went to see Julian Castro.
We went?
No,
it's outside. It's the
Gallivan Center.
Gallivan Center. Yeah,
it is the Gallivan Center. Yeah. I'm gonna choose.
That's on
Gallivan Center. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
They'll be performing there. The Sugar Space Arts Studio.
Yeah, it's on Wilmington and 13th East.
And Churros. They will give us $1,000. The ones that are highlighted. So if there's a big huge event like the Jazz or the Bees, we're not charging them. Mm-hmm. So if we have over 2,000 people, then we don't charge them. We just, they'll give us a lot of exposure. Mm-hmm. The Bees game is on the 7th, the Weber County Farmers Market. It's on one of those days, 14th, the 21st, or the 28th.
Is that the one they went to last year?
No, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they
well,
called
that's
us back.
Good that you, they called you back.
Yeah, they called us back, and they will give us $1,000. The Monarchs game, soccer game, September the 4th. That's a Hispanic Awareness Month during that time, and so they will they invited us back. And then the Ogden Hispanic Festival, October the 5th, and there will be $1,000 there as well. So.
And they already booked you in
yes.
October.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so that's
awesome.
And.
Almost a year out already.
Okay, let's just see. Okay. And this is our performance at the Capitol. There was an article in the paper.
You're so mean. You play now.
Yeah. Talks about Alan Moreno, the band's director, looks concert ready, angular, dynamically, gelled hair, pointy black dress, boots.
He sleeps like this and wakes up
that
like
that. Probably he does. Black slacks, black vest, and a velvet blazer. I mean, the picture's right there, you can see it. But that was kind of funny. Now, the school assessment. This last year, we didn't do as well as the previous 3 years. I was just looking at the scores, and it looks worse than it is. We're still not in the lower 3%, but we are close. We're in the lower 5%. And so we will be on, they call it CSI. And tell me again what that stands for. Comprehensive
school
improvement. And so we'll engage with the state office on what that looks like. So what will happen is they will give us guidance on how to improve the score so we stay out of the lowest 3%. Because if we fall below the lowest 3% in the state, then we start what it's called turnaround. And then they can come in and tell us to change the curriculum. They could legally tell us to change the model, the 90-10 model. We can change the faculty or we can change the administration. They can come in and do that. So we need to stay out of the lowest 3%. And that's why we're engaging with them. So those are the points. The way they're doing it now, as you can see, 37% is achievement. The rest of it, 63%, is growth. Last year, in math we went up, but science we came down. and English language arts within that. Dramatically. Mm-hmm. From 21 to 14 in language arts, from 20 to 14
science.
In science, or vice versa, one of those. 13 and 14 are the numbers.
Is there something specifically that impacts that?
Well, I can tell you that the literacy friends. Committee, we're working on it. We've identified certain things. We must stay out of the lowest 3%.
We've even been working on long-term structural ideas for Mr. Alejandro to consider.
Yeah.
Lots of different things.
We will do whatever we can. Okay, assessment report. Did you say you sent it to me?
Google Slides, yes.
Oh, Google Slides on the drive.
It's on email. Email. Is your email off? Oh yeah, I just saw it actually.
It's right here.
So this is the middle of the year assessment report, and I've gone through and compared the data from our beginning of the year benchmark to the middle of the year benchmark, and then we'll have another one at the end of the year.
How do you place slides on this? It doesn't give me a menu.
Can you click?
Well, you can, but it doesn't work.
Oh, there you go, the play button up top.
The play button is
Assessment report, Esperanza Elementary, 2018 to 2019. Beginning of year, boy, middle of year.
It's the boy.
To us.
Boy.
Go ahead.
Okay, so boy stands for beginning of the year, and moi stands for middle of the year. Throughout the rest of the presentation, it's just boy and moi. This is a refresher, and you can't read the yellow, sorry about that. Red means well below grade level and in need of intensive support. Yellow is below grade level and in need of strategic support. Green is on or above grade level in need of course support or extension. There's also a blue for the younger grades now that's new this year. So the first section is about the IDEL, which is the Indicadores de Dinámicas del Éxito en la Lectura, which is reading in Spanish. And then this slide shows the comparisons. Ooh, that is hard to see. Is that the projector? Huh. Okay, so that's showing the. Can you read the percentages for me?
On the kinder, the first one is beginning. We had 7% in green. We went up to 27% in green. 12% in yellow. We're 22%. 68 in red, and we went down to 37%. So kinder is doing well. First grade went, red was, what was red? 24%, no, I'm sorry, 30%, it went up to 32%.
Whoa. The red increased,
yeah,
the yellow got smaller.
39 to 24 in yellow. And then 30 to 44 in green, so that's
big growth in green.
Big growth. That's good. And then second grade went 47% to 42. It decreased a little bit. 15% yellow to 10%. It decreased. And then green went from 38% to 48%. It grew quite significantly more than I remember. Oh, that's it. That's it.
This is either not tables.
Okay, third grade is went from 55% red. Oh, it stayed the same.
Yeah, it's
55. Stable. Yellow 15 to 17. It grew a little bit, and 29% stayed the same on green.
Sorry, I don't think you have to read the rest of them. They're not good like this.
Okay, keep going.
So this is now the K-3 totals.
K-3 totals. Oh.
So K-3 totals. From beginning to middle.
53% red to 43, 21 yellow to 19, 26 green to 38.
Great. So overall, it's good.
Overall, Spanish is.
And if you'll remember when we talked about this last year, that was a big goal for us this year. We had been struggling.
Yeah.
And so that's a better situation. So that's the K-3 group. This is the eDEL for fourth grade. It's two different databases. That's why some of these things are
kind of different.
So this one, we calculate this by hand for the upper grades. And I get to make the graphics. So this one is the fourth grade eval, which went from 47% to 49% in the green, from 13% in yellow to 14%, and 40% to, I think that's
37.
And then this is, fifth grade is exactly the same from the beginning of the year. Oh, something that you need to realize about the fourth, fifth, and sixth is the eDEL exam only goes to third grade benchmark. So what this is showing us is the growing amount of students that can read at third grade level or above. So they may read way higher than that, but the test doesn't measure it. We will have new measures for this in the coming year because we've started to take the APL test, which is what the rest of dual immersion takes, but up until this year has not been available to us. So we've used this instead.
And just so you know, maintenance is good because in the past years, we were dropping significantly
in the upper grades. We were losing our Spanish. Yeah. And the other issue that's good about this is in any language, once a person can read at a third grade level, they can navigate the world to climb. Yeah. If they can't get to third grade, it's really hard.
Really imperative.
So the sixth graders are looking good too. They've had growth from 54 to 57% in the green and dropped down to only 39 in the red.
Yeah.
So it's very good news for us. Our sixth grade especially, we were really struggling with reading in Spanish. And then school-wide, or this is fourth through sixth, altogether, have moved up to 55%.
This is good.
Yeah, it's really very good news. And we were really worried about this. We put committees together. We worked really hard on it. So new curriculum, lots of stuff. Okay, the next slide.
Full school.
Yeah, this is our whole school, how we're doing in Spanish. Went from 37% to 44% on green, 17% in yellow, 46% dropped down to 39% in red. So it's overall improvement across the board, every single grade. Next is DIBELS. This is a little bit more of a mixed bag news. Kindergarten has, this is again super hard to read.
It's even hard here. So 47% in red boy went to 46%, almost the same, 47 to 46. In yellow, there was 23 and it grew to 26. Green went up a little bit, 8 to 10%. Blue declined from 19 to 14.
So you can see that these two together mean on or above grade level.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this is the problem we're having there. However, if we're doing the model correctly, we do want their Spanish to grow faster in kinder and first than their English, because it's then transferred into English. So it's kind of confusing. But you look at first grade, you can see that transfer is happening.
Yes.
Right? This big growth. And
46 to 40, so it decreased, the red decreased. The yellow decreased quite significantly from 12% to, I'm sorry, I cannot read it. It's too tiny, 3% I believe it is. Green went from 9 to 13, it grew a little bit, but look at the blue, 33 to 43%, that's what we want to see.
So that means that 43% of our kids are not just reading on a first grade level, they're beyond it.
They're beyond. Second grade went from 35 to 33, the red. That's always positive. Yellow 10 to 12 for a little bit. Maybe the red jumped over to the yellow. 19 in green to 26. 36 to 29 in the blue. Third grade went from 40% to 44%. That there's a little issue there. 13 to 17 in yellow, and it looks like the red, the yellow actually dropped. And the green dropped quite significantly, 19 to 15, and the blue dropped from 28 to 24. So third grade is needing
some strategic help.
Yes.
So this is our K through 3 boy Tamoy, and you can see the variety of growth in the different grades. So this is all together. The reason this is pretty important is that this is a, one of the high stakes tests for us with the state, except it doesn't include kinder.
Yeah, kinder.
It's first through third. So, and another thing I want to point out, this is a moving target test.
Yeah.
So this is harder mid-year than it was in the beginning. But, and the test, that and the high stakes part of this for us with the state is based on growth, not benchmark. So as long as we're continuing to grow, we're going to do well. So, let's see.
Can you read this one?
This is the 4 through 6. Oh, this is the 4 through 6 yeah. summary, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have 32% in the red, 23% in the yellow, and 45 in green. Went to 38, so from 32 to 38, from 23 to 17, and 45 stayed.
The red, it was a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, so our upper grades, about the same as the beginning of the year, according to Dibbles or Reading English on grade level. This is the full school, and it is 44% green to 44%. There's a 1% change in yellow from 18 to 17, and 38% to 39. So it looks like 1% moved from yellow to red. iReady is our math assessment. First slide. I wonder if this is going to be as hard to read.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a little
easier. Oh, yay. So you can see here, this one reads a little differently. This is kinder. Look at that great giant growth. Mm-hmm. And they have no students in red. But they started the year with no students in red.
That's
great.
And then Boy to Moy, we can see that the first grade has shrunk their red quite a bit, and they have increased. And it's not high stakes at this point yet. This says 4%. I noticed it was cut off, but that says 4%, and it's moved to 8. But there's still a lot of work we can do in second grade math. And third grade, which is starting to be more higher stakes, because it implies what we'll do on RISE. Went from 8% to 18. And then fourth grade, in the beginning of the year, we had 19%, and now we're at 44%. Huge jump in math in fourth grade.
That makes sense. That even reflects the students' grades I've noticed at home.
Good.
A bunch of students in math were really low in the fourth grade, and talking with parents, like, they were shocked, like I was too. And then middle of the year, their grades were all
going up.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's really good. And that makes me really happy about what we can do on the RISE, and that's a big group of kids. And fifth grade, we went from 26% to 30% in the green, and sixth grade, 18% to 27%. And then just to look at this side a little bit, part of what Mr. Alejandro was telling us about before, that that first graph about growth, one of the areas we know we need to target is our lowest 25%.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a problem growing in with our kids that are struggling the very most. So. Looking at the decrease in red here, and again here, and then it didn't decrease a lot in this group, but in the other two it did for upper grades. So that's
all growth across the board is extremely important now.
Very important.
But in the past, the lowest 25% didn't matter too much.
They didn't count as much.
Now it's 67% growth for how school is doing, so that's important.
Now this is overall for where we are in math, the entire school. You can see we grew from 11%. On or above grade level to 24% by middle of the year, hoping that that'll continue to go up. And this, I think, is a really big deal for us. If you saw some of these graphs from our first year we opened, this whole triangle was almost red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is really good news.
That's it.
Awesome.
And I'll make sure that's on the how do you download on this?
I don't know how to share it from there.
You may want to send it.
But I can send it another.
In an email.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Let me see. No, it's not working.
Oh, it's Juan.
Hi, Juan.
Hello, Juan.
Luna.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
The share button's under your video.
Let me see if I can share this with you.
The PowerPoint?
Yeah, just a sec.
Perfect. Okay. And And you send it via Gmail, so yes. I have it here.
Yeah, but this what we're talking about, I sent the principal's report, but it did not have the assessment report.
Got it, okay.
So
okay.
Let me see if I can share that, just a sec. Share the
screen. Do you see my text message, Eulogio?
I'm sorry?
¿Viste mi texto?
No.
Okay. Mira si puedes, porque tengo una pregunta.
Okay.
We'll look at that later, if not, that's fine.
Oh. Reading my wife.
Yes, I can see the assessment report.
Like, Juan, you want to go to dinner?
Talk later.
Okay, we'll talk about this later, Juan.
Yeah, yeah, Netflix. Okay. Hablamos luego.
Okay,
hablamos
gracias.
Después.
Gracias. Did you see the PowerPoint? Are you
able? Yes, the assessment report looks very professional.
Okay, I am going to add the report, those slides, to my PowerPoint so that I can put them back on Google Drive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. You joined us almost to the end, Juan. Believe it or not.
No, it's okay.
Let's see.
PTO's down here. So, yep.
Yeah, the PTO. So now I go back to my...
The cultural lesson plan. So it's
yeah. Okay. Okay. Just a sec. Okay, so this is... I put this before, so I just wanted to just remind you what the teachers are able to choose from. They can choose any one of those... concepts to teach in the classroom, and then I have the update. So I give you this update every month. The second lesson plan was due on the 29th. 18 of 20 teachers have it on their Google space that I created for them, and I have talked to the other two that need to upload them, so they'll do that. And then the third one will be due by the 11th of March. And I reminded him today again, because only three teachers have it up for the number three. And then we'll do one more by the end of the month. Okay, the next slide is the calendar of the things that are coming up. We have the NABE conference coming up next week. And it is in Orlando. Two people are going. That were supposed to take four, and two people said no. They didn't want to go to Disneyland or Disney World. Well, one of them has a previous commitment. A child is receiving a big award for high school, so she couldn't go. And the other one just said that he couldn't go. So only two of us are going. Jessica Garay and I are going. Then we have spring break. Oops, not yet. Spring break, we go out on the 22nd. We do have, that's a professional development day. And then we're off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Chocolate sales begins on the 13th and it ends on the 29th. And then April, all of the purple days are test preparation days, and that's when we don't do any assemblies, we don't do any field trips, any of that kind of stuff, because May, the first week in May, we will be doing testing.
We start with all our testing. We'll
start in April.
We'll start at the end of April with our lower stakes.
Yeah, with the lower stakes. Yeah, and then high stakes testing is the 2 weeks in May, and then we have 1 week, partial week, that we do makeups. And then the kids just have fun the last week.
So is that when you, during that prep test or test prepping, is that when you do the tutors and after school?
We actually start on the 18th of March. We will start tutoring after school. We have, I think there's like 62 students that are bubble kids. And we have already hired, 20. You'd remember it was about 20 staff that will stay after.
It is 20 exactly.
They'll work from about 3 o'clock until 4:30, working with kids, getting ready, and that kind of stuff. Monday and Tuesday is language arts. Monday and Thursday and Wednesday. Tuesday and Thursday is mathematics. And we haven't grouped in kids of, there's about four or five in each group with one adult.
The rest of that pink, Becky, is also about like what he said, that we're not, no field trips, and yet we're doing test prep during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. During the daytime too. The teachers get really focused on end of level test for that month. And it's actually purple on my computer, but it looks pink over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, any questions on this? If not, we'll jump over to the last slide. Just a reminder, Friday, May the 3rd, we have the Spring Festival at Granger High School, if you can join us. And that is the end of my report. We were supposed to have Shalene, and today she told me she was coming to do the PTO report.
She sent me a short text saying that, about the chocolate sales happening in the parks that you mentioned. They always look forward to that because it's a big,
That's a huge fun. It's the biggest fundraiser that we have. We've been trying to do one with the restaurant next door. We just can't seem to get together. But we'll go visit him in the next couple of days or early next week to find out if he wants to do that. But the chocolate sales, we sell about 20,000 chocolate bars. So
yeah. We're going to start off with ordering, she said 390 boxes. I don't know why that's the 16. Number.
Yeah, there's 60 in each box.
Yeah, there's 60 in each box.
What time is the festival at Granger High School?
It's from 6 to 7 p.m., but the doors open at 5:30, and we have to be out of there by 7:30. So 30 minutes on each end.
Okay.
And you can get there at 5 and stand in line.
There will be about 500 people in line by 5:30.
Yep.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Are they still dividing where they send all the parents upstairs?
Yes.
I think we're going to do that this year again.
It worked out really well for the performances. Yeah. Maybe not for the parents, but
the parents didn't like us very much.
Yeah.
But a lot of parents did come on the
No, last time the kids went upstairs.
We're going to do the same thing we did in December. Because that gave us the 60 minutes for performances instead of having to quiet down the crowd every 2 or 3 minutes. We're going to do exactly what we did in December. Yeah,
it worked out. Mm-hmm.
It worked out. Anything else?
Shalene, did you just about the book fair that went on for 3 days? I don't have numbers, but I think the book fair went really well.
Yeah, so we used to have the book fair twice a year. And then a couple of years ago, it was just not working out because they give you a lot of money if you buy the books from them. They give you 50%, I believe, if you buy books from them. If they give you cash, it's only like 25 or 30%. I don't recall, but it's a lot less. And we had already purchased a lot of their books, so we stopped doing the book fair. And so we did it this time, and it worked out really well. There was a lot of sales. I don't have the numbers either, but we did have to take a lot of... deposits to the bank, so I know there were at least $3,000-$4,000 worth of sales. And what we're thinking of doing is from now on we'll do it every other year, just once a year.
As a parent, so I cannot come into the school before school or right after school, and I know that a lot of parents are that way that do the after school program. And I know it was happening during parent-teacher conference. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's a way to do it while the parent-teacher conference is going on. Because
we didn't do it during the parent-teacher
conference. I agree with that. Yeah,
it
closed early. It was closed. I mean, I have to pick Cooper up at 5:30. And I came for my parent-teacher conference at 5, and it was closed.
Yeah.
And I came the second day of it.
It needs to stay open, I think.
Book fair, yeah. So, I mean, kids are already there with their parents, and it's even a nice reward if the child's doing well.
Okay.
It doesn't coincide. So if they do it for 3 days, if you had your parent-teacher conference one day, then you have the other days to come out.
Right, but a lot of parents are working parents, so they can't come into the school. They just drop their kids off, and or they go to after school, or they just pick their kids outside. That it's not. Okay. I was, I gave my son $20 and said, and he didn't buy anything that was reading.
Well,
about
I think they also said that the students weren't allowed to go unless they had an adult.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So he probably went with.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the feedback because definitely I'm sending Natalie, the PTO person.
That would be good because then parents that are coming in at 6 or 7,
right.
I don't know, they can go and purchase.
I mean,
I also a lot of people asking, it's closed. I'm like, it's closed.
As a parent, I also like being able to go in and pick up something for the classroom because that's what I always do. If I buy one for my son, I buy one for the classroom, or you know, or I'll buy, or I'll buy, you know, especially when they have Spanish books there. I bought those.
Classroom?
Not the whole, like a whole bunch of them, but just by,
I've seen,
in the class.
I've seen where they have teachers make a wish list for parents.
Yeah, I've seen that at other schools as well. Mm-hmm.
They did have those words.
Yeah.
I didn't see them this year though.
No.
Okay.
Awesome. So our next board meeting is on March 28th, 2019. Try and be here so we can vote on everything that was deferred from this meeting.
Yeah, even with Juan, we still don't have
a quorum.
A quorum, Juan.
I voted via email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even with your vote.
Okay.
We didn't have enough, so we'll vote on the on all the items next time.
Okay, that works. Yeah. And I should be there because I should be there next meeting.
The March 13th, the visitors coming to the school.
Well, March 13th.
Yeah.
The producer.
You sent the email out to the board members
Friday
about.
Night. It's a Friday night.
Visiting the school, I think.
Okay, so our next meeting is.
today has been difficult.
Film producer. You did. Yeah, it's like a film of the California fires or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Paradise.
The Paradise Fire.
No, that's not what I was talking about.
No?
The UAPCS training.
Oh, yes. The networking dinner. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that's on March 13th.
Okay, so they want us to host the training for board members around the state. I think, did you respond, Juan?
Yeah, I should. I cannot make it.
A lot of people, Juan couldn't make
it. Yeah, we need three people. They said if you can have three people there, that would work perfectly fine.
I can be here, but I'm not, very well versed.
You're learning, but that's okay. We definitely need you here. But you know what we've been doing at the school because you've been on the community council.
Yeah.
Are you able to come?
I don't know if I can or not.
I sent you an email. We'll talk.
Okay.
That's
okay. I will talk to the rest of the board members to see who can come in.
A Wednesday?
The other
because I said that, I don't remember his name. Oh my gosh.
Marty
said that he could help, right?
Yeah, Marty did,
So if we have Marty, Cody, and two parents, that would be perfect.
Yeah, you guys will do awesome.
Okay, we should be fine. The other thing that Julia and Ari were talking about is there is a film producer that made a movie about the Paradise Fires. Mm-hmm. He made the what are they called? The documentary in both languages, in Spanish and English. So when the people that he interviewed spoke English, he subtitled it in Spanish. And when he interviewed people that spoke Spanish, he subtitled it in English. I took a look at it. It's really well done. He's going to come here and just invite parents to come and see what happened over there and kind of just tell them to be prepared for emergencies or for changes or those kinds of things. It's
also a Latino filmmaker, right?
It is a Latino filmmaker. He's a radio personality from around here. That's how I kind of know him. So we're just going to invite parents and he's going to buy pizza and water for parents that come. And so we'll see how many people show up. And he knows, that we're not promising him 100 people. So
right. So I mean, does he need how can we help him? We just host the event or
sounds like they do everything.
He does everything. He has got a radio program and he has some people that he knows with television, and he's got a strong presence in social media. He's there all the time. He will do all of that, and whoever shows up. Anything else?
Great. Now, FYI, Julia and Eulogio know, and Cody as well, because he's the board president, but I've been in contact with the Utah State Board of Education. As you know, we were not allowed to apply to benefit from the state monies for having a dual language program. And we were not, because we have a 90-10 dual language model, we were not allowed to not only be part of the state model, but that also meant that we couldn't do other things. I've been in a lot of email back and forth with the person, with the state official, the Utah State Board of Education, and he finally said that yes, that we can apply, and he modified the application form, opening to other types of dual language models, not only the 50-50 model. So that means that next month we will be able to apply. Well, we can apply anytime, but we'll apply around March 10th. The deadline we have is, I believe it's March 15th.
15th.
And they will reply within 5 business days. And if they say yes, we'll get $10,000. And after that, I think it's $5,000 or $10,000, I don't remember, but we'll have different benefits from there. And so, yeah, I thought I would just let you know that I've been working on that, and it seems that
you're getting
good. We'll let you work on the application, and then I'll take a look at it, and then I'll send it back to her, and we'll submit.
Yeah, Julia's working on it. She plans to have it to you by Monday, I believe. Not this Monday. Not this Monday. The following Monday. So
okay.
A few days before it's due. So I think.
And the deadline is, remind me?
The deadline's the 15th. So
15th, right? Okay.
Right. So and we've got some people out for NABE the week before. So if we can get it to you by the 12th, that would be great.
Is it Monday the 12th?
The 12th? I don't know. Maybe we need a few more, a little bit more. I don't know if we want to do it so close to the deadline.
Yeah, when we talked, I think we said Monday, but what's Monday?
Monday is the
10th. The 11th. It's the 11th.
Is Monday the 11th?
Yeah.
Okay, the 11th works. I can send it to you back on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then you just look at my edits and submit it.
Okay, that'll work. Okay.
Okay.
11. Okay.
Thank you so much, Juan, and we'll see you next month.
Yep. I'll be there in person.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned.
Bye bye. Ciao a todos.
Bye, Juan.
7:07.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,